chapter 6, before we go in there, it's called the law of maintenance. Why? Because how many know God has given us a breakthrough? God has continued giving us breakthroughs. Say amen, somebody. How many have had breakthroughs? I've had many breakthroughs. I serve a God that amazes me, especially when we need breakthroughs. However, when he brings us a breakthrough, how many realize that in those breakthroughs he has given us, meaning it should remain? How many know God gives us that it should remain? Come on. But oftentimes we're trying to figure out why is this not working no longer? And this is where the law of maintenance is going to come on, because somewhere possibly you have a leak. Your breakthrough is leaking out of you. Hello? But we have a responsibility, because God would not have it that you lose anything that he gives you. Talking about vehicles a minute ago, how many know that if you see an oil drop under your nice car, that there's an issue? There's a problem. And if you don't look at the problem immediately, it will lead to a greater problem in the future. So it's good to understand what we're about to say about leakage. Say leakage. Some of us don't realize that the breakthroughs that God has already provided for us, we're beginning to leak out what God has given us. We're starting to see it without realizing it. We're losing it drop at a time. How many know what a leaky faucet is? Do you all like leaky faucets? We have one in our house right now. It's driving me nuts crazy. I've called the maintenance team. I've called the insurance company. They sent a plumber out, and that's covered by an insurance company. And he diagnosed the problem, but he didn't fix the problem, because we have what's called the Moen product. And Moens are guaranteed for life. But he went to fix it. Isn't that silly? I said, what? Now I have to go to Moen myself. But Moen has no one I can go to. I someone I have to call and explain and go. And I said, oh my God, this is ridiculous. But I can't stand that drip, drip, drip. And how many know what it's going to cost you for that drip to continue? On an average, it's $20 more on your water bill. How many know that the water bills are expensive today? Oh, come on. I'm talking real life here. And this is real life that God is going to speak to us today, because if you don't understand, we have a partnership this morning. That partnership is between you and your God. And God is serious in this partnership. He is serious in his creation. He is serious in why he birthed you before you even came to existence, and what he was going to deal with, but he was willing to deal with us. Hello, somebody. I mean, no, we're not easy to deal with. You know, I just heard our announcer say that it was his wife that put him an understanding about his heart. And he said, he has a heart. I said, man, I thank God he has a heart, or else he wouldn't be up there. He'd be dead without a heart. Say amen. That's it. I mean, no, you need to take care of that guy in there. Because without that heart, we're nobody. We're nothing no more. Come on, we don't exist, but thank God that he got some maintenance check called from his spouse. Amen. And we still got work to do. Isn't that right, brother? Yeah, God's not through with us. Amen. And so as we're going through and what we're about to share with you, how many know that the prior covenant is a shadow to the new covenant? It still exists. Many of us don't realize everything that's ever been written in the prior covenant shadows our new journey today. The new promise, the new acceptance, the new what God has called and placed us to be at as we are journeying through our new day of life today. Especially, thank God for 2 years, right? 2 years. How many know that's a big deal? 2 years. How many know that this, what he didn't say, he was homeless. And our vet should never be homeless, but he was a homeless vet. Hello, somebody. See, I'm going to emphasize it. I'm going to put more umps, because I believe this is what God needs. He needs that you understand the umps behind what he does. He's the one that put sister in front of him. Come on, somebody. It was not a mistake. It'll never be a mistake that you are going to cross someone out of the mouth of a babe to tell the cross guard, Jesus loves you. That's simple. Innocence. Come on. And you have to learn to put the ums. And I understand being the dad that he was to his daughter and his tearing up. No, tear up. That's a good thing. It's a good thing that our children see that way. It's okay that men cry for good reasons. Come on, I'm not talking about complaining. I'm talking about a feeling that God has given us, because we all have feelings, but we don't let feelings control us. And my feelings, no way. Come on, somebody. But this spiritual law we're going to get into, it's not often mentioned. In fact, it's mentioned very few in churches. You'll hear it, if anything, you're going to hear it more in the Pentecostal, and other denominations that the apostolics that are out there. You'll hear it in them because they understand the Spirit of God moving. You know, how many know that he does break every chain? No, you don't believe that. He breaks every chain. What that means is he breaks the bondages of your chains on that's shackled onto your ankle, that you don't have to be dragging. God never called you to drag. He told you to run. Or he'll say walk. In between, there's nothing. That's freedom. Come on. How many know that this is what God sent his Spirit down for us? And we're going to get into this because there's several things that we got to cover. This is why I didn't say get up and go fellowship right now, because that's what you want to do. You want to fellowship. Come at 9 o'clock, have some coffee. There was donuts today. Praise be to God. And there was juice. Amen. And it's no cost. Amen. I mean, no, those donuts, that's crazy. How many, what is a dozen of donuts cost? That's ridiculous. Hello? $9 for a dozen? $10? Jesus, Lord, you're so good. Right? But as we're getting into this, let's read the scripture and then we're going to cover it from there. Because we're going to cover either 3 plus 10 or just 3 today. I might have to put it into a series that you come back and get some more, because what God is trying to tell us for the new year, we're in our third year. He's already moving. We're already seeing what God is doing in some of the people's lives and the doors like that. That wasn't even a member of our church, but God answered the prayers of the members of the church. Hello. That's because it's good to know that people can call on you. Say me. See, and that's an honor before God. It's an honor that they can call us. Say amen, somebody. But what's more the honor is that we know that we can go to our God and he hears us. How many know God hears us? God is waiting to hear from us. Not just for issues. He's just waiting that we can talk. Can we talk? You know, I was not raised with a father, so I don't know what it was to have a father-son conversation until I met the God that I serve. And now he can't get rid of me. I bother him every day. I'm talking to him daily. Hello, somebody. I'm asking him silly things because that's just the way I am. Yeah. This is why I don't have no desires. I'm not a fisher person. I don't like fishing because I was never fishing. I never went fishing. Come on. I don't do a lot of things. But what I have done is I work because grandpa taught me how to work. Hello. They made us workers at a young age, you know, picking. How many of you ever picked fruit? As a kid, we had to pick fruit with grandma and grandpa. Come on. Hello? So we're not afraid to work. This is why we still work today. Amen. We work in this place, these buildings. So as we read this word and understanding why we've made it this far, when we wanted to give up? How many have wanted to give up? Come on, son. Be honest before God, because he already knows your heart. How many have wanted to give up? I was never going to give up on God, but I was going to give up on God's people. Because dealing with the worst people of life and coming from the streets where we came from, being raised the way we were raised up, I've not met worse people than church people. And that's amen. You should know that. If anybody can offend you, it's church people. You guys don't want to agree because you don't want to let somebody know that that's what you see. But I've been offended by church people more than you can even believe. But I've learned to love those that have offended me, because in those offenses, they made me who I am today. God used it because he's told me that my pain is part of my purpose. because my pain was going to build me to become who I am to become. You see, Jesus taught that on the cross. He fulfilled. When he overcame through all that pain and all that suffering that we don't see it and then we forget about it, if it wasn't for that pain, purpose would have never been fulfilled. And he knew it was coming. This is why he said in the garden, "Let this cup pass me, Father. But nevertheless, your will," how many believes in the will of God? "Your will" what?
"Be done."
"Be done." Verse 13, Leviticus, King James Version says it like this. And yes, it's the law of the priest. How many know about the law of Leviticus? How many know that it's laws of God to the priest? How many know you're all priests? You don't believe me. You don't believe me. But I'm going to prove that you're all priests. Say, we're all priests. Come on. Priestly. Amen. Not Presley. Priestly. Come on. 13 says it like this. King James Version. "The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out." Close your eyes for a minute. Heavenly Father, we need revelation. We need the mysteries to be revealed. We need to see what the shadow is speaking about this fire that you said in your word. This is you speaking to your house, Father. And we are your house today in the new covenant. The shadow of what this is to us, Lord God. What is this that you're trying to tell us? And we thank you, Father, for revelation and mysteries. We thank you that where these are going to fall on every ear here, that is going to hear this, Father, whether present or by the audio on the internet, Lord God, through the website, Father God. We know that it will not come back void, but in season, and we pray in season now, it will come to pass in Jesus' name. Come on, you say in Jesus' name, you say amen. What you're not seeing right here, this is a covenant that God is talking about. When you read before that, the priests are going to have a duty, and that is every morning you're to bring firewood, and every evening you're going to keep an eye on this, because I don't want this is a covenant. This is a partnership. I mean, no, we have a partnership with God. He says, "I'm going to do this, and you're going to do that." Hello, somebody. And sometimes we don't realize why we're not where we should be. And it's not that because God hasn't given it. It's not that God's not going to do it. It's because we haven't allowed it to be done, or we have interfered and it's leaked out by what we allowed that cracks to begin in our hearts and our lives. Come on here. This is that God wasn't going to do his job. He says the fire is going to continue, right? How many know he's the fire? No. How many know he's the fire? This is a moment of time where he's giving orders to the priest about the fire, about meat. How many know meat represents the word of God today? How many know that some of us have not graduated from milk to meat? We're still stuck, and God so loved the world. When God will not have you to be a spiritual, God forgive me for this word, a spiritual midget. He called you to mature. He's called you to rise up. He's called us to become who God has called us to be. But if we don't hear the call, if we don't understand the call, we will never rise to the call. Hello? How many know that when you speak, E.F. Hutton, how many know that commercial? When you speak, they should hear, because it's not your voice, it's his voice. Oh, help me here, Jesus. And so as you're looking, he says, again, verse number 13, chapter 6 of Leviticus, "The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out." Well, you're saying that was for the priest, that was law. Go to Revelation chapter 1. No, go to Revelation chapter 1. Pretty soon we're going to have my screen up there for me. I don't have to turn around, because I don't want to go to Revelation chapter 1. Put it on Revelation chapter 1. And go to verse number 6. I like it. Now let's read it together. No, look up here. Look up here. Don't look at your Bibles. You all have a different versions. You just want to look at your phone. God's not silly. What does it say? Let's read together. And has made us, Revelation, things that are coming, things that are yet to be, God has made us kings. Hello? And what? To His God and Father, to Him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. We are all made to be kings and priests. Say priests. Do you understand that in the Revelation that He's speaking of what we just read in Leviticus chapter 6, verse number 13, that this fire should never go out? What the priest had to do is every day is keep the fire burning. Hello, somebody. You as a priest of God need to come to an understanding, get the revelation that it's our duty as the priest to keep the fire burning. Oh, you're missing it here. Because how many know that fire represents the anointing of God in the new covenant? And how many realize that the anointing is what destroys the yoke? Oh, Jesus, come on, Holy Ghost, I need you here. And then how many understand that the anointing, God has anointed all of us? Say amen, somebody. No, He didn't. Go to chapter 2 of the book of Acts. I'm trying to follow God. He's not easy to follow. How many know what I'm saying? You know, you want to follow the one, I will follow you ever. Get out of that. Follow Him. And if you follow Him, you're never going to be lost. You're going to be able to say like Paul the Apostle, follow me as I follow Christ. This is why I've seen so many denominations rise up. I've seen so many doctrines rise up in my years. And I said, oh my God. It's so bad that the third world countries praying for us when they have very little. They have a trust in God that we don't have no more. We trust ourselves when we do trust in God. In fact, there is one that with Dr. Yagi Cho, David Yagi Cho, great servant of God, the world's greatest, biggest church in the world is Dr. David Yagi Cho, but he's home with the Lord now. The world's greatest came out of the Korea, Philippines, and he managed over 750 churches from him. And he sent someone over here to get a little bit closer to what that person felt. How many know sometimes you feel like you need closeness to God? I don't know how closer you can get to God when He's already in you. When you recognize He's in you, how much closer can you get to Him? The problem is you don't know how to get to Him, and you don't realize you can be close to God. And understand that when this gentleman was sent us, and it was a lesson of life for the gentleman to learn, because he's sitting to the man of God who's got the greatest church in the world, that he wanted to come to America because America is a freedom, right? The land of the free. The land of the brave. Come on. Thank God for the brave. Amen. Thank God for those that protect us in that. So he came over here, and David Yagi Cho set him up with a person. And then that person, and my church, you have heard this. That person said, come on, we're going to go to the Bible bookstore, because they don't have that where he comes from. They don't have a Bible bookstore. They didn't have all the freedom that you and I have. Hello, somebody. That he took him to the Bible bookstore, and he's seen all these books, and he's seen all these Bibles. And he started looking, and he started reading, and he had a perplexion on his face that the gentleman said, what's the matter? He goes, I'm confused. This one says this. This one says that. That one's saying that. That one's saying that. Who's right? That after spending a few weeks here, he wanted to go back home. Because he says, the church is confused here. And we're not confused where I come from. Hello, people. This is serious. Because we don't understand that about maintenance. We don't know. We do know the word. We understand it when it comes to certain areas of life, like our vehicles. Some do understand that we got to have the oil change every so often, right? It's no longer every mileage. It's under percentage, correct? Under a percentage. Come on. And you can run it down to I believe it starts at 15. You can run it down to zero. And if some cars, like one of my cars, started acting up, started running kind of hard on me, and I said, I gotta change the oil. And I don't like changing oil, sorry. I like to take amen, say amen. But I got sons and I got grandsons now. They do it for me, praise be to God. Thank God for sons and grandsons. Amen. But the law, say the law. The law that you've heard doesn't exist, which is it's a lie. It's a blatant lie. The law still exists. Hello, no matter where you go, there's law. No matter what country you go and visit, there's law. In fact, some are more stricter than our laws, but they're laws. And if you break the law, you don't want to go to the Philippines and get caught with drugs because they have no mercy. Are you listening, church? I got stories on that, but I'm not here to tell you about drugs and laws. I'm here to tell you about the law of maintenance of keeping what God has given us. It's called a fire. Say a fire. Why? Because it was the duties of the priest to maintain the fire. And that fire was to never go out. And see, here's the problem that you don't understand. If they didn't put wood, because they didn't have the privilege like us. And by the way, our heaters weren't working this morning for a little bit. But thank God the minister figured it out. Praise be to God. Amen. The maintenance man said, none of them are working. It's freezing in here. Right? My office is nice and warm. Sorry. But he figured it out. How many were glad he figured it out? Huh? How many were glad? Say amen. Because I'm already thinking, okay, I got to call Ghostbusters to help me. No, we praise the Lord. Figure it out for us and help. We need your help because we're working. Amen. But the law of maintenance, and I thought, okay, we didn't maintenance yet, but okay, but thank God it went, and now we're warm. Amen. Now we have to shut it off because now you're complaining it's too hot. See, that's the problem, that we don't realize what we have versus what we need. Come on, but the law of maintenance here, the priest had a position, and it wasn't that the fire was going to leave. It was the fire. God wasn't changing what he said. The fire is going to continue, but you need to maintain the fire. So in other words, church, he's giving you the fire. You need to maintain, that's called the law of maintenance, the fire burning. Say burning. Oh, you're not liking me right now. I'm not liking me. It's okay, Pastor. That's what the Lord, he does this to me. It's okay, son. Remember, when it was at the cross, I was alone. They were out there pointing, but nobody stuck up for me. They kept pointing, but nobody said anything. They kept pointing while I'm suffering on that cross. They were just ridiculing me, but if they were for me, they were afraid to come speak of me. Sound like the church today. Right, we love God as long as we're in together. We love God, but once we leave these doors, this is what we're talking about. When we leave these doors, what, you that have kids, what do they see you doing as parents at home? Come on. See the maintenance. You see the priest, that's who we are. Have a duty. We have an obligation, and it's our duty because God's the fire, and he wants to keep it burning, but if we don't put the logs in to keep them burning, the fire is going to do what? It's going to go out. And whose fault is it? It's the priest. Hello? Oh, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Can you say that? I love you, Lord. But sometimes we see that. How many have been in churches where the Spirit of God is moving? We sang it today, right? The Spirit of moving, right? How many have really seen the Spirit of God moving? Some of you have not experienced that. We're bringing it here. You're going to see things in the near future that you never saw in other ministries, but we believe, you know, demon possession, bring them, God. We're not afraid of the demons. We'll cast the devils out. How many believe in that? How many know that we can lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover? No, not me. They're going to recover. Come on, Jesus. This is the God we serve. His spirit will move if we let him move. But he won't move if we don't want him to move. And we have that, but this is how you're going to... When God gets a hold of you, and some of you don't want this because I already hear the Lord what's happening. They don't want this maintenance because this maintenance keeps it moving, keeps it going. How many agree to that? But we have seen many receive an impartation from God. We have seen many as the laying of the hands or just speaking the word, because I'm a person that believes I don't need to lay hands. I can speak to you and it should happen. Jesus said it. He's my proof. Say, he's our proof. He's a proof in the pudding, as you would say. How many have heard that statement? I don't get it, but I still don't get it. What proof in the pudding? Pudding is something we eat, isn't it? So I never understood that, but I do know this, that God provides the fire. But I have the duty to maintain it. What that means is you're the fuel to the fire. Amen. if that cross guard, which nobody will ever know unless he speaks out somewhere one day and brings it to that young little girl of ours called our granddaughter, that he needed to hear that Jesus loved him. And every saint of God was walking about him because all their concern is, I got to drop my child off because I got to do whatever I got to do. It's more important. But not to say that, Mr. Crossman, you're not important. But to God, he was important that he had to use an 8-year-old girl to go tell him that Jesus loves you. When's the last time you told Jesus loves them? When's the last time God has used you to get you out of your little square box and came out of that box? Because he's the fire, you're the fuel. Oh, help me here, Jesus. Book of Acts chapter 2, I said. You don't believe me about the anointing, the fire. I'm going to go now to the new covenant. I'm going to make this a 2-part series because I'm going to get stuck here. I'm already stuck because I can stay right here just talking on this because I can feel his anointing. How many know I can feel it? But you can't, but you should, because we serve the same God. And it should be agreeing with you because I'm speaking his word, but I'm not speaking out of context. I'm bringing the context in where it belongs. Hello, somebody. Book of Acts chapter 2. I'm determined to see God give his people, because that's our job, that you get what he wants to give you this year. Because some of you need him right now. Some of you need him. Yeah, you put on a good show. You do really good. But outside these doors, he knows the truth. Say amen. He knows, and he wants to fix it. How many know God's a fixer? He wants to fix us because we need fixing. Come on, say amen, somebody. Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 1, he says, and when the day of Pentecost, how many know what the day of Pentecost was? It was a day of obedience, right, came. A day where people were gathered together because of following instructions. How many know we have instructions this morning? I'm bringing the law of maintenance into its proper place, that on that, when that day of Pentecost was fully come, King James Version, verse 1, they were all with one accord, the book of Acts, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Where's this coming from? How many know that the prayer is, as it is in heaven, be on earth? How many of you ever prayed that prayer? I pray that constantly. Lord, as it is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Why? Because he's holy. How many know he's holy? Some of them, we treat him like he's nothing. He's our Father. He is holy. Amen. He's to be respected. Come on. He is our dad. Yes, he's our Father. Yes, but he also is the almighty, living, most high God. He is to be respected. He is holy. Have you not heard the song, The Lord is Holy? Oh, that's a beautiful song by Terry McCollum. He is holy. When he sings it, oh my God, you feel who he is. And he's in us. The Holy One is in us. Some of you don't know how holy you are. Well, some of you do. Some of you do. You wear them. It's called holy pants. Poor sister. How many are glad to see Sophia with us this morning? She had to hear something from Hap this morning. Hap said, you're beautiful, but I'm going to take you to buy some pants, right? That's what he told you, right? So yeah, she bought them that way because she got a discount. It's a little humor. We're blessed. You made my year already. I haven't seen her for a few months. Now I need your brother. Praise be to God. Verse number 2, continue. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as... See, you're the fire's coming. Come on. And the fire, and it sat upon each of them. The fire is in you already. It's not on you. It's in you. But as you have a priestly, that we prove that you're all priests, you have an obligation this morning to keep the fire burning. Say amen, somebody. And so without this, because I've seen so many being parted with all these things that they're believing God, you know, how many know God has anointed us? Come on. Jesus said the Spirit of the Lord is upon us and has anointed us. Say us. So the Spirit of God that is in us He's saying this, I've anointed you. You're anointed, people of God. I love the rhyme, appointed and anointed. Yeah, because he appointed you and he's anointed you. And that anointing will destroy yoke when you are let God, let go and let God use you for who you are and who he is. We can do nothing, but he can do all things. Come on. We lay hands, he does the healing. We speak the word, he brings the salvation. Come on. We plant it, somebody waters it, and you may be the one to see the increase. But either way, it's someone that's anointed because they've been appointed, and now God's moving. Because he's moving, and he's moving wherever he'll be allowed. We're missing it right now. Third world countries are doing things that we're not seeing. The dead are rising in third world countries. You want to know why? Because they don't have what we have. We're leaking it out. I've seen so many receive the impartation, and now they're back to the same they were. They got appointed and anointed. They received it on Sunday, and then Monday. What happened? Because the enemy is falsely lifted up. He didn't steal it. We give him credit. He's not credit due. He is a thief, but he can't take what he didn't give you. God gave it to you, but you can surely give it up. Say amen. I thank God that I can give up what I don't want. Amen. But remember, he don't take nothing away that you love. Now, don't look at that in relationships, okay? Don't put God in that kind of position. Are you here? Come on, say amen. Spiritual leakage will happen when this starts taking place. This is where you're going to learn the law of maintenance. I'm going to have to go into two-part series. Number one, this is what happens. Number one, distraction punctures your focus. How many of the enemy has come to distract you? How many have been distracted this year already? How many? What that means is how many have their eyes removed from the goal you set? You that wrote upon that cross, all those hopes, don't forget you wrote them. Don't forget you put them. Say, I put them up there. Come on, and how many know that since you put him up there, your focus should be on that this year, these last 3 weeks. But because we lose focus, it's because we've been distracted. And how many know that the enemy's favorite too is to distract you? Come on, somebody. But you know, if you don't know this, it's impossible, say impossible, to carry God's presence when you're trying to carry the weight of the world's news. I tell you, I'm asking God to shut them all down because I can't stand the news today. I'm a hater. I'm sorry. I became a hater. And it's not the Raiders. Come on, somebody. Amen. And I can hate because God hates. He speaks to us in Proverbs that he hates six, but the seventh is even worse. And he hates certain, there's certain things I hate. I'm not here to talk about that hate, but I'm here to talk about I hate the distractions that God's watching us lose what he gave us because we're being distracted with the weight of what's not even our problem. How many know that the world's weight shouldn't be on you? Your position is to give it to God. Didn't he not say, cast all your cares? Come on. So if you're concerned with this world, cast it to him. But be careful because the news is only telling you half truth, which is still a whole lie. Hello? If it's not somebody murdered or being carjacked or beat up or something wrong with the administration, half truth. Amen. All I wanted to know is the weather. And now you got me all confused. Where's God and all this bad news, man? God's not doing anything anywhere, but he is. He is doing. And trust me, anyone that loses their life, don't believe that God's not trying to intervene before. Just like that young lady. Thank God they had somebody, enough common sense that those parents called prayer warriors. And thank God that they had friends that were prayer warriors. Come on, somebody. Or better yet, that the friends had concern for them because they haven't seen them. What's wrong? Something's wrong. I mean, you know, when you have a good friend, you should know something's wrong. Well, you should know, husband and wife, when something's wrong. Oh, Jesus, help me here. But here, what you're not going to like. This is number one. Just this is number one. I'm trying to get to three because I got seven more that I have to go through. But number one, this is the distraction that punctures your focus. Are you ready for this? Look at your spirit. It's a vessel. This is your body, right? It's a vessel, right? Every time, say every time. This is the newest one today. In today's world, every time you doom scroll for an hour or let fear-based media dominate your morning, you are poking tiny holes in your vessel. How many know what I just said? You're scrolling. Hello? And I'm not saying you're scrolling in your Bible. You're on Facebook first thing in the morning. You're on Instagram first thing in the morning. You're listening to everything that they're sending you via the news through your through the webs or to whatever you're signed up with. And all you're doing is reading and reading. And that's why it's called doom scrolling. It's got you attracted already. It's already got your attention when it should be good morning, God. Good morning. What do you have to say to us this morning that I can maintain what you have given us? And that is the victory. Say the victory. Come on. And if you don't know that, if you don't know what you're being challenged with, then you're giving Satan something he doesn't deserve. But what you are giving by that doom scrolling is your cup is being punctured. Our cup should be overflowing. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on, my cup shall overflow. Paraphrasing, how many know you should be overflowing? Number two to that area, don't shut your cup. Don't think you've arrived. Don't think God's not going to go even further in your life. Stop doing that because you have no idea what your future is really like. Yes, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong. Don't think God doesn't know these things. He knows a lot about it. But what we do know, to keep this fire, I need to, here's part two of that one, doom scrolling. I need to be careful to what I'm hearing. I need to seal that ear gate. Hello? I don't believe no newscaster. So what does God have to do? He's going to use the enemy's tool, because how many know that we all got tablets. We all have. You know the inmates get free tablets now? And they get free internet? Inmates! How do I know? Because I get a call for all the time from one. And it's not you, Hap. Don't worry. Hello, for free. You and I got to pay for it. But you all have electronics. Come on, you have phones. Come on. How many have cell phones? Huh? You know what those are, right? Locators. Come on. When they want to locate, they can find you. Come on. How many know it works better for the Apple than it does for Samsung? They track you. How many know that you're being tracked? Hello, it's part of the end of the day coming. Come on, somebody. So we got to be careful with the ear gate. What we're listening to, what's allowing in this doom and gloom speaking to us as we're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. It's, oh my God. Stop it. It's bad enough we get junk mail. No, snail mail brings junk mail. How many know what snail mail is? It's your post box, you know, your mailbox. How many like the ads that come in every Tuesday or Wednesday? Hello? I like the ads. I like to see who's giving what. Amen? I got a shop. How much is the creamer over here? Because I got to buy it for you guys to drink coffee in here. See, we have a budget and we stick to our budget. Say amen. Hello? And so, number two, offenses drain your anointing. Let me understand that. Offenses. Offense is the quickest way to drain your spirit. How many of you have been up here on a great service or a great morning, a great afternoon going, and all of a sudden offense comes and there you are, you're on the ground? It's the quickest way to be drained of what God gives you of their fire. Say the fire. It's the quickest way that it will be used to empty our spirit that will bring us down. You can pray for hours. You can fast for days. You can sow generous seeds. But if you, say I, harbor unforgiveness, I can assure you offense is coming. Because unforgiveness in the hearts. Come on, are you with me this morning? Especially toward a family member or a leader. And I'm telling you, I'm going to offend you, especially when it comes to the Word of God. I'll be the first to let you know, but I'm not going to apologize. Because if you not learn, if you not heard, God will never say thank you for what you're supposed to do. He doesn't say thank you. What he's going to say one day is, well done. But he's not going to say, thank you for getting up and praying this morning. He's not going to tell you that. But he's going to let you know one day, he's going to say, well done, because that's what kept you. Come on, say amen, somebody. Especially when this is a leader. How many love their foremans? How many love their supervisors? Come on. I've had some bad supervisors, and I have some great supervisors. Amen. I have supervisors. I wish they would die. I'm being honest. I was growing up in the Lord. This is not before the Lord. This is on the Lord. Why is he still alive? Why don't you just take him now? See, the problem is, I've been there. I'm honest. Amen? God knows how I was. God knows how I am. He knows how you were. He knows how you are. So all your hands should have went up, and I wish somebody did. Because you have. Deep down in your thoughts. I didn't say to the person, I wish you would die. Hello? I've been told that I wish I would die. I said, only God has that say. Come on. But the quickest way to be emptied of your spirit and the anointing of God is offense. It drains you so quick, especially if it's a family member that you have an offense with or whatever. But you have to decide. And this is what you're going to decide. Do you want to be right? Or do you want to be full? Now, if you're honest like me, I want both. I want to be right and full. Come on then. But I've learned about being right means nothing if I'm not full. How many know what I mean? Who am I talking about? Number three, old habits act as strange fire. Prior to the New Covenant, in the Old Testament, there was a strange fire. Some of you don't even know these things because you've never read these things. And it's time that you know your God, because there is a strange fire, but it wasn't God's fire. How many realize in the New Covenant is that Satan comes like an angel? You think this person's from God is really the enemy, but you cannot discern that's the enemy right next to me. He's speaking about God. He's doing what seems right. Hello? And he's not even from God. See, this is why we got to be careful. Old habits acts as a strange fire. The strange fire was unauthorized fire by God. It wasn't authorized. It's still not authorized today. Come on. Hello, somebody. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't learn to sustain this, what God has given you for 2026 that he's promised, I'm prophetically telling you, you have a great life in 2026 coming, but you have a responsibility. God wants to do many, many things this year. This is his time. He's moving right now like you don't know. He's bringing many things to the light because we're asking, bring the light, Father, because darkness cannot stand the light. You're the light. You're the anointed ones. You're the ones filled with his spirit. But if you've allowed the leakage to continue and you don't cease and stop those leakages, then you're going to end up drained. That means you're going to end up like many of the church world are today. They're called Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes. They couldn't recognize the author that they believe they were serving. You won't be able to discern this is God or not. Sounds good. Doesn't mean it is good. Hello? You should all have that on your refrigerators, right? Come on. A moment on the hips. Forever on the hips. Come on. Say amen, somebody. But if we don't learn to change old cycles out, if we don't take away those secret You don't like this word? Secret sin. You're in there. Hello. You're hidden. You do well. You're headed for a place that you don't want to go. You're called prodigals. Got to end up with nothing. And so today we're going to let you know that God is here. He wants the fresh fire to remain, but the fresh fire requires fuel. Go to the book of Romans. I'm going to close you with this one. Are you here this morning? Are you accepting truth? Come on. Romans. And the way this is going to happen is you have to change your thinking. Say my thinking. Is it stinky? Because if it's stinky, then all your decisions are smelly. Come on. They're not under the anointing. They're not spirit-led, as you would think, because you have an obligation. Except that first, I'm a priest, but also I'm a king. I'm royalty. Hello. Understand this and understand how we're going to maintain what needs to be maintained for our 2026. It's going to get better. Say amen, somebody. You see, for most of you right now, you understand what we've been telling you. There's no longer a preschool on our property. That ended on the 9th. How many understand that? They're still available to enter their classroom to clean up until January 31st. They paid their last payment to the 31st. So they have rights. They have keys still. How many understand this? But there's no longer a preschool that's going to exist after February 1st on these grounds. Do you realize that's $3,000 less a month? Do you understand it? Or do you even care? See, it doesn't matter to you because you're not obligated for the finances to the ministry. Hello? But we are. But you know, this is the goodness of God because we strive daily. Say daily. We seek God daily. Say daily. Come on, because this is our life. Say life. This is a lifestyle we've learned because without this, we're going to fail. I understand the law of maintenance. I have to keep myself maintained. I have to, which I'm going to tell you something. We began our weekly prayers back in the church, 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays. Before, it used to be Monday through Friday at other property. Coming over here, we changed a little bit, but now we're bringing it back. So if you want to come and join me, because I lead this prayer at 11 a.m. on Tuesday or Thursday, come join us. Bring whatever you think you need as your prayer request, but don't give them to me. You're going to pray for them. I'm praying to what I know to need for God on the cross to this place. Amen. And you know what the better place of this to maintain as we maintain? And I know I'm in the book of Romans. I'm going to close you out this, but you need to change your thinking. I'm openly going to tell you what I don't say always. Occasionally, I'm going to say this to you. We're losing $3,000 for the month of February. But the ministry got a check for $3,000 from another ministry. That's right. Give them a praise offering. This is the trust we have. How are you going to do it, God? I don't know, but I know you're going to do it. I'm not even talking about first fruits or anything because those who have planted their first fruits already, God's already going to open that door wide. Hello. And if you're planted, you don't have to. But what I do know this, you need to change. Say change. That I can be able to receive what God has for me. And if you know the parable, old wineskins cannot receive the new wine that God's sending. I've asked God to refresh in all of you. I've asked the Lord before our God in prayer. I've said, God, rekindle the fire that's in every one of your people. But you need to learn to maintain what we're praying for. Hello. Romans chapter 8 says it like this on verse number 6 and 7. It says, for to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. And this is not peace. Hello, look up here. This is not peace, everybody. And neither is the upside down broken cross peace. Come on. That's a mockery to our God. It's a lie. It's a symbol that we think is all cool and all great. No, it's not. It's trying to reverse your thought that the cross is your peace. The cross is your victory. Come on, somebody. Because number seven, because watch this, the carnal mind is an enemy with an enmity against God, for it is not subject to the laws of God. Hello? This is why those that don't believe in tithings, they've been subject against the law. It's an enemy. I'm just here to talk about the things of God and the laws of God. Don't blame me. I'm just bringing the truth out. Amen. That's why your money bleeds through you. Just filters out. Come on. Till the next time you pay. Because the carnal mind is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the laws of God. Neither indeed can it be. Now I'm going to read it on the easiest version to close you out. Let's read it on the easiest version I found on the apps. It says, okay, people who let their human thoughts rule them will die. But people who think about what God's Spirit wants will live. They will live because they are God's friend. How many know we are friends of God? But we're sons and daughters. We're more than just friends. Hello? And they will be without trouble inside themselves. See, it's not talking about your outward. You're inside, your heart. Verse number 7. A person who always let his human thoughts rule him will be God's enemy. A person like that does not obey what God has said. A person who thinks like that is not even able to obey God. This morning, people of God, we're asking God to help us. Stop the leakage. Stop what God has given us. Know your place with Him. Know that you are a king and a priest. Ladies, you're queens, okay? But you have the king authority. How many know what that means? In true kingship, the queen doesn't say have authority. The king has, as long as he's alive. If he is removed, then she takes place. She takes precedence. Come on. This is kingdom living. And I'm a child of God. I'm under kingdom lifestyles. Come on. And I want everything that royalty promised me. Amen. So this morning, understand the law of maintenance. You have a responsibility. And don't blame God. You got to get to the fault. The fault is I'm lazy sometimes. Come on, say, man, I don't want to read. I don't want to pray. I don't want to attend the midweek service. Why do I have to go? I worked all day. I used to work 12 hours a day and still be in church. I'd leave work. I'd leave church and go back to work. Come on, somebody. I've been there, done that. And I've learned that even though I was doing that, I still had leakage. Until I told Lord, stop the leakage. Hello? This morning, God has much to say for us. We have seven ways to stop leakage. We'll bring them next week. We'll go to part two of the law of maintenance. So if I don't see you here next week, that means you don't want to know. And it's okay. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Because I'm going to preach to the angels. The angels are applauding me. You don't see them. They're going, high five, pastor. Go for it. Go for it. And remember that he was alone on the cross. So don't feel bad if you're ever alone because you do what God tells you to do. Come on, somebody say amen. Stand to you.